Okay. Attention, attention. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big announcement to make here on the Joe and Alex show. Actually, it's one person in particular that has a very, very big announcement. Producer Porkchop put this on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, and he's telling us right now his big announcement.
Today is the first day in my entire life that I've had to wear a 2X shirt.
Wow. Because I'm fat, I'm fat. Stop it. Stop it. Stop. Not funny.
I just, this quote unquote big announcement kind of put me in a, I feel like I'm in a bad mood.
Really? It's really not that bad.
I mean, that's, a little sassy today.
Well, the thing is, just the other day, or like what, a week or two ago, I felt like, didn't I say that I thought I just realized I went from a large to an extra large?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I wore an extra large shirt and everyone's like, meh, it looks kind of small. So
I did not say that. The ladies, but they were being honest, said, yeah, that, you know, it might be a little tight.
So I'm wearing this 2X shirt, and I just want you guys to tell me, like, it looks too big, right? Right, Liv? Alex?
It looks like it fits.
It does fit.
Really?
It's not too big. It's not too small.
2X, it's too
big. It's kind of right in the middle right there. I don't know if you're a full 2X, but maybe 1X may be too big for you.
It looks like a little long, this shirt length, but maybe that's just because I'm used to you wearing, like, large shirts and you not fitting into
that. Well, that's the thing. I think his shirts he usually wears are too small. So see, I think this is actually fits you. It's a good length.
Hey, put this right now on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show.
Okay. Now your butt crack won't show.
That is
a
good
thing.
Gosh, that is a good thing.
This is a great
I'm
news.
Just looking at this video.
I didn't even realize that.
For the first time here and wait a minute. It looks too small, maybe. Am I
the shirt?
3X?
Nope, it looks
good. I don't know. I think 2X is...
You're fat!
No, I think it's good.
I just maybe think that you have some assets that you're not used to seeing. That's why you think that shirt might not fit.
I've gained 50 pounds in like 5 months, guys.
What are the assets?
Yeah.
Like literally assets.
His...
Moobs?
His tummy and moobs.
He doesn't really have a tummy and...
Not that
I mean,
bad.
It's not extreme.
Honestly, like, you're pretty dad bodded out.
Yeah, I'd say you're a dad bod. I don't think, like me, I have a gut and moves. Like, that's totally different.
Right, but I think he's not used to being this size.
Is 50
what I'm
pounds
saying.
In 5 months okay? Or do you
no.
think, should I,
no.
like, write
maybe,
flag?
Maybe if you're pregnant, but even then, that's kind of a lot.
Yeah. I thought you were poor and starving yourself to death. I don't understand how you've gained that much weight if you're not eating.
I mean,
well, because when he does eat,
it's only cheap junk.
He goes all out, and it's like the worst stuff for you.
Yeah.
It's really bad for you. But I will say, I had some things in my freezer, and I have these like healthy, like grilled chicken breasts that are already like, you just have to like microwave them or stuff that my mom got for me, but they really upset my stomach.
You gave them to him?
So I gave them to him, but they're like pretty healthy. And I also gave him a thing of turkey bacon and ground turkey.
Why are you doing that?
He is broke. He has no food.
You're broke
Wendy's
too.
Every day.
But she doesn't
I'm not
eat
that
it.
Broke.
She's gonna throw it away.
No, I wasn't gonna throw away the turkey bacon or the ground turkey.
She's not broke because she's suckling
in.
Off her boyfriend's food whenever she goes to his house.
That is super true.
Honey, let me make sure that your fridge is clean.
Off that real estate teat.
Get it, girl. Get it, girl.
Get in my belly.
Well, poor chat man. Like, I don't think you should be beating yourself up. I mean, it's all perspective here. Like, I need to lose 150 pounds.
If anything, even though the size on the tag is bigger, it actually makes you look smaller because your other shirts are too small, so they're tight.
True.
Hugging in the wrong places, so this isn't more flattering. You look thinner.
I will say, on Monday, there was a gray shirt you were wearing. You should burn that shirt.
why should he burn it?
It was real small.
That was an XL.
Well, it wasn't big enough.
Don't burn it. Hold on to it. And listen, slope. Like, right now, I'm 3 to 4X bordering. It's mainly 3.
Wait, you're a 3X and I'm a 2X? I'm one away from you?
Well, I don't know if you meant that as an insult, but it kind of sounded like that. Now, my case is different.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I mean, that's what I have. I don't know what yours is, but.
Well, you have a fitness center in your apartment complex. There's literally, I mean, there's no excuse. And it's not like you have to do a hardcore workout. Just walk on the treadmill and watch TV on your iPhone.
Or
for a while.
We could just play tennis again and I'll kick your butt because this fatty kicked your butt in tennis.
Okay, I almost thought he was going to die of a heart attack. I'm not joking, you guys. The way he was panting and sweating.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Emily.
Emily, what did you want to say to Porkchop?
I just wanted to let Porkchop know that his gain weight is from his thyroid.
Remember that?
Yeah,
remember
you got
your
all those
thyroid?
Yeah, they took out half of my thyroid in August.
Well, I had my whole thyroid taken out, and I've gained weight, and I did a bunch of research on it, and that can cause you to gain a lot of weight is your thyroid, so read up on it.
Well, why didn't my endocrinologist, I just saw him yesterday,
he probably want to give you more bad news than he already had to.
He should have prescribed me something.
Actually, your surgeon should have told you that.
Yeah, the same one that hit the vocal cord.
So am I like, there's nothing I could do? Like, is there a reversal to this?
No, there's no reversal. You just have to exercise more and watch your diet.
Keep in mind here, I don't know. I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Emily.
I don't know if you realize this, but Porkchop's surgeon may not be the best. He's the same guy that hit Porkchop's vocal cord, and this is what his voice turned into. Oh, sorry. The damn thing's not even working. Play, you punk. I was not playing, dang it. Go ahead.
Someone on Instagram says, keep your head up, Porkchop. You look great.
That's so sweet. But
to our story on Instagram. So go to our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show to take your guess. Do you think Porkchop looks good?
Porkchop looking like pork tenderloin.
Time to run inside.
I'd rather people not look at that video. Can we delete it?
Oh, 81% says it fits.
I want it to be too big.
Listen, the Porkchop, let's wrap it up with this, okay? You need to be, you know, take charge of your life, be proud, be strong, and just go in that right direction. And if anybody's got a problem with you,
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass.
Yeah, you go, Porkchop.